No.
Okay, today's Blat Rabbi Yisai is the final Blat in such a beautiful Masechta, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And we are starting from the bottom of Lamed Dalid Omid Beis, because we ended off in the middle of Ashtikl Sugya. So we'll start again from six lines into the wide lines. Very straightforward Gemara. We spoke about it already yesterday. We chaz it again today. In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis between the Tanakama and Ram Gamliel. The machloikis was that just like everybody agrees that when it comes to Tkia Shofar, that one Baal Tekea blows and everybody else listens, can you do the same thing for Shemoneh Esrei? That the Shliach Tzibur should go and daven the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei and be moitzi everybody else. The Tanakama said, Holy Levahas. Never. Everybody should go and daven their own Shemoneh Esrei. Ram Gamliel said, Shliach Tzibur moitzi se Rabbi de Chavos, and the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi everybody the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So that was the brief machloikis in our Mishnah, and now the Braisa is going to expand and expound. Tanya, steht in the Braisa, Omru le Ram Gamliel. They said to Ram Gamliel, Lidvarech, according to you, Loma Tzibur Mispalim. What's the purpose of people davening the Shtilei Shemoneh Esrei if you're saying that you can be Yoitze with the Shliach Tzibur? Amalehem. So he answered, you're right. The whole purpose of the Tfilah Balachash is Kidei Lahastir Shliach Tzibur Tfilosoi, that everybody should have a chance to give the Shliach Tzibur a chance to rehearse his lines. After all, the Shliach Tzibur, we want to make sure that everything comes out flawless, and we're afraid that if he's going to daven, he might make mistakes. This way he has a chance to rehearse his lines and to go and daven Shemoneh Esrei. When I was learning this with my son last night, he said, Seduch Tzachem, that there's a psak from our Moshe, the Ingris Moshe, that a chazen, that's a shliach tzibur, that's davening in a shul, even if he normally davens a different minig than the shul, for instance, the shul davens minig svard, and he davens minig ashkenaz, so of course anybody that's in that parsha can daven by himself whatever he wants, but if he's a shliach tzibur, he should davke go and daven the same Shemoneh Esrei that he's going to say bekoil. Because since the whole purpose of the Lachash is to go and rehearse, if he's going to go and say an Ashkenaz Shemoneh Esrei, and then afterwards he's going to say for the Oilem a Svar Shemoneh Esrei, he has defeated the whole purpose of saying the Lahatish Lichsibet Filosim.
Why are you Rosh Hashanah?
We're going to see that. Enyachanami, you're 100. Rabbi Cohen, you're 100% right. So now Ram Galil is saying now back to them, to the Chacham. According to you, if anyway he's not moitzi everybody, everybody davens belachash, why should I waste time with an extra 5 or 10 minutes to shliach tzibur? Everybody davens alone and fertig. What do you need shliach tzibur?
I think this is these things are for a whole year. Basically.
A whole year. That's what Rabbi Cohen's point was. The Chum said back, after all, there's some people that are not bekiyim. They kenish, especially in the good old days that they didn't have sidurim, they didn't have machzorim. I'm a Kanish, therefore they need the Baal Tefillah. So Omulahem, so now Ram Gamliel says, you already are moitzi b'miktzis. Keshem shemoitzi she'ene baki, kach moitzi is a baki. Just like they can be, the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi the ene baki, he can also be moitzi the baki, and makes no difference. He has the power and authority to be moitzi everybody. Okay. That's the machloikis in the Mishnah, that's the machloikis in the Gemara. The Tanakhama says clearly, do not have the Shliach Tzibur be moitzi unless he's an Einei Baki, otherwise daven your own Shemoneh Esrei. And Ram Gamliel says, no, the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi everybody. Now, what's the halacha? So, Amar Rabba Barchona, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, moidim chachom l'Ram Gamliel. The chachom agree with Ram Gamliel. What do you mean they agree? We just said that they have a machloikis. So Rashi says, Achashe nechleku, initially there was taka machloikis, but after the medadoch kiton the sugya nimnu v'gamru, the chacham said, you know what, Ram Gamliel is right. The shliach tzibur can be moitzi. For avama no adaini machloikis. The same machloikis continues on. They did not agree. Same machloikis. So now the Gemara tells us shomer Reb Chiya berei the Rabba Bar Nachmeni. He heard about that Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Chum agreed to Ram Gamliel. Ozel, Omra l'shmaita kamed ravdimi bar chenena. And he repeated this. So, Sevisin, I have good news. Shalom al Yisrael. The Chachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel. Amalei said to him, I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but Hachi Amarav Adaini Machloikis, in fact, it was not in the Nuvagamma, there's still a Machloikis. Amalei said, now he told him back, and I want you to know that Rabba Barbachana Nami Hachi Ka Omar. Even Rabba Barbachana, who's the one that said that Rabbi Yochanan said that Moidim Chachamim Le Rabbanan, the Ram Gamliel, even Rabba Barbachana said, Hachi Ka Omar, Ki Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hashmaitse, when Rabbi Yochanan said, good news, Rabbi Yisai. The Chacham agreed to Ram Gamliel. If Ligalei Reish Lakish, his own Shvuga Reish Lakish said, my entire Shvuga, I want you to know, V'yamar Adayni Machloikis. So even Rabbi Yochanan knew at the time, it's not only Rav said subsequently, or Rav said in a different Bismedish. Rabbi Yochanan himself acknowledged that Reish Lakish, unfortunately, holds differently, that it is still a Machloikis. Okay, fine. The bottom line is, V'salt Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Moidim Chacham Ram Gamliel no machlokes. Freit mar miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Va'amar Rabbi Chuna tzipayra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan hilchasak Ram Gamliel. He said the halacha is like Ram Gamliel. Now, if everybody agrees, you don't have to go and say the halacha is like somebody because everybody it's unanimous. You only have to go and say it's halacha if there's a machlokes. Is a hilchasak machlal de pligi. The same Rabbi Yochanan a minute ago. Half a minute ago, said that everybody agrees, oh, Baruch Hashem. And now he's saying, oh, we paskal like Ram Gamliel. The Rabban hold the same thing as Ram Gamliel. You don't say, oh, look, Ram Gamliel. Everybody agrees the same thing. Everything. Gemara ki solik Rab Abba mi yami. When Rab Abba came from the yam, Pirsha, he was mafarish, and he says, it depends. From Miami. Yeah, we already spoke about this yesterday.
Sorry,
no, good as you. Maybe you were away in Miami. Anyway, so Rav Abba came back from the Yam. The top Rashi. Shehiflik basvina liyam v'chazar. At that time, they didn't have Amtrak, they didn't have airplanes, so maybe Takta went to Miami from with a boat, with a ship. Anyway, so he came back, and he said, Pirsha was mafarish. Moidim chachomel ram gamliel bebrocho yishu rosh hashanah v'shal yoyim ha'kipurim. Ba'aloch ha'machlal de'pligi bebrocho z'chol hashanah. Oh, so now this is the point that Rabbi Cohen said earlier, and that Rav Pinchas was maskim, a rare occasion that Taka, they both maskim the same thing, just like Ram Gamliel and the Chachomim. And what did they both say? Kulim ki echad, oinim ba'ayim v'ayim rabiyera. They both said together that this machloikis of Ram Gamliel and the Chachomim is not just by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is throughout the whole year the same machloikis, whether you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur to be moitzi, or whether you should daven by yourself. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, agreed to both ways. What does that mean? That Rabbi Yochanan said before. We asked the steer Rabbi Yochanan. One Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no machloikis, the Chacham agreed to Ram Gamliel. The other Rabbi Yochanan said, we pask like Ram Gamliel, which sounds like there's a machloikis. Says Rabbi Abba, both are right. What means both are right? Moidim Chacham Ram Gamliel bebrochish Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom Kippurim. That Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is very, very special. And therefore the Chacham said, we agreed to Ram Gamliel, that you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur and he can be moitzi you. But the machloik still rages even today between Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim when the bruch is to Chol Hashanah throughout the whole year. A regular Shachros and Mincha on Musaf on Shabbos, etc. On a regular Shemon Esrei, there the machloik still continues. But Ram Gamliel says, you can be moiti, and the Rabbanan say, no, please don't be moiti. The person should go and daven on his own. Now you're wondering, why should there be a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and throughout the whole year? The Gemara is going to address that in another 7 or 8 lines. But before we get to that, the Gemara is still not satisfied. Freit Gemara Eini, the Teretz Lechoyra doesn't hold water. That's the one that we quoted down below. That halacha kram gamliel, and that's where the Gemara stopped. Halacha kram gamliel, frank ma halacha machal de pligi. And you just try to say now that when is that halacha? Throughout the whole year. Not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, everybody agrees. But the problem is, Reb Chuna Tzipira said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan halacha kram gamliel, bebracha yishar Rosh Hashanah v'shar Yom HaKippurim. That there's still the same machloikis. And you're telling me that there's no machloikis. Everybody agrees in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So, Hadra Kush Leduchta, we're back to square one. Elo Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Man Moidim Rav Meir. In other words, we had assumed until now that when the Gemara said before that Rabbi Yochanan said Moidim Chachamim V'Ram Gamliel, that we were talking about the Chachamim of our Mishnah or the Chachamim of this Braisa, they're really referring to Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan of the next Braisa, which we're going to learn on the next line. What does it say about Rav Meir and the Rabbanan at the next price? The Sanya, Brachos, Shul Rosh Hashanah, B'Shoy Yom HaKippurim, Shlich Tzibur, Moitzer, Rab Midei Chavason, Devar Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir say very clearly? That the Brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shlich Tzibur can be Moitzi. Who else said that? Ram Gamliel. So when Rabbi Yochanan said before, Moidim Chachamim Ram Gamliel, that you could be Moitzi, he's really referring to Reb Meir. Why does he call Reb Meir the Chacham? Because Stam Mishnah is usually Reb Meir, and Reb Meir was like the Rosh Kol Chacham, usually the Halacha is like Reb Meir, so he referred to him as the Chacham, but the point is, Reb Meir holds like Ram Gamliel by Brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Moitzi Rabbi Dei Chavasa.
It seems fair, like a day for them, because if you want to answer Reb Meir's call Chachamim, but in the Braisa itself,
you're absolutely right, and therefore, if you look at 100%, you notice the Gemara said Moidim Reb Meir, Man Moidim Reb Meir, Valoch Mechlal the Pligi is Rabbanon. So now, if you look at the Rashi Rabbanon, the fourth line, right at the end of the fourth line, Rabbanon Shar Chachamim Chutz Reb Meir. So the Rashi was bothered by Rabbi Yonis Kasha. We're referring to Reb Meir as the Chacham. And here you have another Chacham. So make up your mind. So actually there were two groups of Chacham. There were the groups of the Chacham called Rameir, and probably his Talmidim, his Beis Medrash, and all those who were together with him. And then there were Shar Chacham, Chutz Rameir. So therefore when we said Moidim Chacham Rameir, we Mechoyin Chacham L'Ram Gamliel, we meant Rameir. And that we said Halacha Mechlal the Pligi is the other Chacham, other than Rameir, the Rabbanon that disagree. And who are they? Vachum Aymen, Keshem Sheshliach Tzibur, Chayib, Kach kol yachid v'yachid chayav.
We had them before.
Exactly. So now, what does it come out? L'maisa, now I have three shitois in the Gemara. We have Ram Gamliel that holds throughout the year, whether it's every ordinary day, or whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, you can always have the Shliach Tzibur be Moitzi you. You have the Chacham who are on all the way on the other extreme, and they say, never, you can never have the Shliach Tzibur be Moitzi you unless you're an Einei Baki. If you're illiterate, you don't know. Or like the Gemara is going to say later on, if you're not even in Shul, then the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi you. But if you know how to go and daven, don't have the Shliach Tzibur be Moitzi you, you daven on your own. That's every time throughout the year, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Reb Meir is the one that is the Yov Yakosu Shlishi Vachriya Beinayim. He's the one in between. And he says, it depends. Throughout the whole year, you should go and daven on your own. Don't be yoytzi with the Shlich Tzibur. But Roshan Yom Kippur, the Shlich Tzibur can be moitzi Rabba Mirei Chavosan, even the Bikir. So now the obvious question is, but Maishno Hani, Manishtana HaYoyim Hazeh Mikol HaYomim, why every other day of the year does Reb Meir hold and Ram Gamliel Halacha that Moidim to Ram Gamliel that what, that throughout the whole year the Shliach Tzibur should not be Moitziu and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitziu? What's the difference? Eilei Mishum Denefishi Kroi, maybe because there are a lot of Psukim, meaning, as we know, in Shemoneh Esrei, you got tons of psukim on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, we spoke about in the Mishnah that you have to have 10 psukim for the Malchis, Zichroinos, and Shefarois. And besides that, you have a bunch of psukim also for the Musaf that you daven on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, since there's so many psukim that the person has been fadrait, he won't be able to remember everything. And that's why you want to have the Baal Tefillah be Moitzi. When Reb Chananel Omer Rav, once you say these three magic words, then you don't have to say the psukim. Now, there's a big, big machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos and Shaar Rishonim, how you understand this Gemara. Rashi says that this is referring solely to the psukim of Musaf. Let's take out. I don't know how many of you.
Every Yom Tov,
but every Yom Tov, you don't have a long Shemoneh Esrei, you have a short Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know how many of you have your machzorim of Rosh Hashanah with you. I just by coincidence happened to carry with me my Rosh Hashanah machzor. So on Rosh Hashanah in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, we say V'yes musve yoyim azikorin azeh nas v'nakel fanecha behava kimitzu sinecha ki moishe kasafta leinim esreir esecha aydei moishe avdecha mipicha becha dakom. What do you say? Uvachoydish eshvii becha lachoydish mekoydish yelechem kamechus voyloi sasu masisim oylerech nechoyach par ben bakar ayelech et kvos ben eshona shivet mimim im nechus ven eskem kim dibba shloish esan lapar shnei esan laoyl esan lakevis yan kinisko shnei sim lachaper muvat oylis lachoydish min chosa voylis atom min chosa ben eskem kim mishvatam about 7, 8, 10 lines, all talking about the carbon musaf. Says Rashi, that's what the Gemara meant when it says you only say the three words of a sarasa kosev leimor. Or Rashi expands a little bit that if he says v'es musve yom azikarna ze nas v'nakl fanecha kimitzu tzitzinecha kimoishu kasaf leinu masir asecha, then you don't have to talk about the other psukim of musaf. So you can leave out v'chaydish hashvi, you can leave out Vasisim oylerech nichoyach. You can leave out uminchas v'niskeyam. Move out oyis v'chodesh. But that's it. You get a break for about 8, 10 lines. Dosis di ganze meise. If you want to say these three words, v'sarasa kosev leimar, or like Rashi expands upon it, that mitzvah yoy ma'zikaron is a nas v'naklu fanecha. However, not that Rav Chananel is saying that you can leave out the rest of the Malchias, Zichronis, Veshoifris. You have to still say the 10 psukim for Malchias, the 10 psukim for Zichronis, and the 10 psukim for Shoifris. Why? That's not much of a break to leave out 8 or 10 lines just using saying these three words, Rasa Kosev Lema. But Rashi says, Simuzduch Zan Azei Pshat. Because if Psiros Kosev Lema means that you don't have to say Malchias, Zichronis, Veshoifris, all the 10 psukim, 10, 10, 10. We had previously in the Mishnah Amachloikis, what's the minimum number of psukim? The Rabbanan said, you always have to say 10, 10, 10. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if you said 3, 3, 3, it was enough. The Gemara even asked, what means 3, 3, 3? 3 altogether, or 3 times 3? And then the Gemara brought a right from 7 and 3, and Rabbi Yochanan was in Mafalpal at that time, if you remember. But the point is, that according to our Gemara, Chananel Barav, Omarav, who's only an Amoira, says you don't even have to say one pasuk. You just say the three magic words, it's a Rosal Kosev Leimar. That's what Rashi says, Tos Koni Zayim Pshat in the Gemara.
I know it's not on Torah, it's also now being sued, it's a Torah
Salah. Bear with me, we'll get to it.
Well,
anyway.
Why are we even bringing this? The point is, because since you only have to say a little bit, then we don't have to worry about people making a toys in the davening.
Exactly right. So the Dieva, the minimum that you can do, and be Yoitza, Sarasa Kosev Leimar. Let's look at the Rashi, and we'll get back to further questions and further points. Rashi, Ilei Menashim Fishi Kroi, you see, fifth line from the top, that there are a lot of psukim shonasrei, the ikad mus v'rosh Hashanah, v'rosh Chodesh, u'malchi zecharnit v'sheforas, wow, you got so many psukim, kimin she'omar uv'saros v'kosev leimar, k'loimar, we don't mean literally just these three words, Rashi says, kimin she'omar, Nasi v'nakl fanecha, kimitzu tzeinecha, kimoshi ksaft, alini b'sayir esecha, ein tzorech loimar mikrois ha-musafim. You don't have to say the musaf. You don't have to say the musaf psukim. But what about the other psukim? So skip a line or two in Rashi. V'raboy say meforshim lohodrav chananel, v'malchiyos zichronis v'sheforos. All you have to say is, Rabbi Shalom, you're the Melech al Kol Uretz, and you are Zoicher Kol Maaseh Bris, and Ubameh B'Shoifar, Kimoyshe Kosev B'Soyro Secha, like it says in the Torah, period. You don't have to say, Tem Psukim Nishtahin and Nishtahem. The Ran and other Rishonim say, the Gemara, when it said, like, B'Soyrosa Kosev Leimar, you shouldn't just say B'Soyrosa Kosev Leimar, but you should also say, V'Aliyin Dehan Avim Kosev Leimar, Ubedevre Kajcha Kosev Leimar. And therefore, you don't have to say the psukim. All you have to say is, Rabbi Shalom, you know all the psukim. The psukim are like those that are written in the Torah, and those that are written Ayideh Anevechia Kosev Leimar, and the psukim in the Ksuvim. You know all the psukim. That's what I have in mind. The 10, the 10, and the 10, without mentioning a word of the 10 psukim. However, other Rishonim don't add that, and apparently they hold that Sarasa Kosev Leimar.
It says, Lo Yifches Masad,
it's Machlekes. Yeah, so that's going to be the Rashi's Kasha. But I had to say this because Barry was all nervous about the fact that Gemara only said, And we didn't say, what about Nevi'im Miksuv? So somebody showed him hold that these three words, Rasa Kosov Leimer, covers the whole waterfront, because as most of us know, Nach is also included in the broader definition of the word Taira. However, other Rishonim Taka say that the Gemara loved Dafka, Psarasa Kosov Leimer, by the Anbiacha Kosov Leimer, and with Divrei Kotchka Kosov Leimer. But Rashi says, why can I not learn that our Gemara is referring to leaving out the 30 Psukim? And bear in mind, Rav Chananel Omer Rav, if that's the way you're talking, going to learn, that's a tremendous benefit. Because you got 30 heavy-duty psukim, which occupy 3 or 4 or 5 pages, and if you don't have a machzor, and you don't have a sitter, and you start clearing, what are those psukim? I can't remember. What are those psukim? See, say, it's a cost of Leimar, it's a tremendous boon. But you're telling me that you leave out 5 lines about the Musafim, so Nishkasach of Kitin, you're not accomplishing that much. But why does Rashi learn that way? The Kashli is a Rashi. Had the Loik Rabban, the Loik Rabbeich Menuri, that none. The Rabbanan said, Ein Poichsim Yasorah Malchis, Vachulis, even Rashi is giving us a benefit, he doesn't go through the whole thing. Rashi knew we have to assign the Masechta. And therefore he said, Vachuli, what means Vachuli? Terasa Kosav Leima, the Rabbeich Menuri says 3 psukim. But nobody said just 3 words, everybody holds at least a minimum. Anyway, that's Rashi. Now, if we look at the quickly at the Toysis, Toysis respectfully disagrees. Top Toysis, Yelam Mishun Mefishi, Pish Bekudris, the Ika, the Musafi, Rish Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Umalchis, Achodesh, the Shefarah, there's so many Psukim. Kimin Sheomar, Ptros, the Kos of Leymar. Kimin Sheomar, what do these words mean? If he says in Shemon Esrei that the Musafim of Yom HaZikaron is a Nas, a Benaklef, an Echa, Kimitzes, an Echa, Kimoish, a Ksaf, a Leyla, Besoyres, an Echa, you're done. You benefit, you don't have to say the psukim of Musaf, those 4 or 5 psukim that we read out from the Machzor. You see, Tosis quotes Rashi word for word. That if you say these 3 words, Rasa Kosav Leimar, and according to the others, Ayidan Viecha Kosav Leimar, Divrei Kotchka Kosav Leimar, Zot Rashi, Zotaisis Vikashi is quoting Rashi, Hadalikrabanalikrabiakhmanuri, that not in Poichsumasar Malchis, or 3. Rabbeinu Tam Birish, Tapsuki the Malchis, Achranis Vishifaris Koi, Taka like Raboisov, Vehecha de Hischel, Pligi, Tlayiv Chois Lamarkin, Islay Lamarkin, Islay. Oh, if you already started on the Psukim, and you gave it a good try, and you're going into 1 or 2 Psukim, says Rabiakhmanuri, as soon as you did 3, your yoytze b'diavad. Said the chum, you started, you gotta finish. Hamaskel b'mitzvah, oimrim loy, gemar, finish off all 10. However, aval yochel lifta atzva legamri, al yidei b'seirosche kosev leimar. If he knows that he doesn't know all the psukim, or he doesn't have the patience to go through all the psukim, or whatever, he doesn't read psukim ekenish, he doesn't have a mask, he doesn't have a siddur, to just say these 3 words. But once you got into it, then you got to do at least 3 or 10. So therefore, according to Toysis, he's Makayim Divir Raboisav, that we're talking about the Malchis, the Chernes, the Shefarais. And that Mishnah said minimum of 3. That's if you started it. But if you didn't start, then you can go and just say, and you have to still say the Tfilis. Not means that you leave out the Shemana. You can't just go and say, Baruch HaTo Hashem, okay, we can't be saying no, but it's also Kosav Leimar, and then Oyza Shalom Bemroimar. You gotta say the whole Shemon Esrei. But when it comes to the Malchis, Achronis, Vishifaris, that's what the Imar means to say, that you don't have to go through all the Psukim, say the beginning and the end, the Melech HaKal Uretz, etc., but leave out all the 10 psukim, just say Surah Sukhosim Lema. But once you start it, then you got to say all 10 or 3, like
but
the
you notice, Taisu also says again, always if you left out the psukim of the Kabonis, you're not Yaitzer. That's a big chiddush.
Yeah, that's an extra goal. So let's finish off. The Pinchas wants to continue the Tosis. So according to Rashi, you get the benefit that you leave out the 5, 6, 7 lines, 10 lines of the words about the Musaf. Tosis says, Punk faket. He says, Av mikroy shel Musaf, tzorich lahaskir li oylam, shehein b'mokim ha-kabonis. Those words don't even think about leaving out those mushmin jogin. Why? Because a Musaf shchoish ain't tzorich lahaskir rishon. El shudai l'misha om bilvad, milvad oylas ha-chosh min chosse. What's the reason why? She b'zeh nichlat kol Musaf rishon. Kedei lahaskir gam asor. I skipped in the key. What was the key? Nochmo. Kedei lislay, Av mikroy shel Musaf, tzorich lahaskir li oylam, shehein b'mokim ha-kabonis. What means shehein b'mokim ha-kabonis? is, as we know, the Gemara says elsewhere that since we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, Unashalma Parim Svaseinu, that by saying Kola Loimer or Kola Oimer, Parshas Karban, Parshas Oilas, if he brought the Oila, whoever the person Parshas Chatas, if he brought the Chatas, etc. So on the Kabbanis, since these words of the Musaf are the Makkah of Kabbanis, can you imagine bringing a Karban and not putting the Aymer in on the Mizbeach, or not doing the Zrikas Adam? You got to do the whole thing. So you have to say all the psukim of Musaf. You can't go and do shortcuts on the. But Ikum Dechoy says Mamish Mikotz Alakotze. Rashi says the benefit is you can leave out a few psukim of Musaf. Toy says Cholil, never think about leaving out the psukim of Musaf. Those you got to say word for word. What about the big 30 psukim of 10, 10, and 10? Rashi, no, those you got to go and say. You can't be Yoitzes Rosh. Toy says if you didn't start it, you can be Yoitzes to Rosh Kosev Leimar by saying those three words, or Kodi Shari Shainim, adding a few more words, Nevi'im Anksuf.
It's funny, but in our Machzorim we only go halfway. We say the psukim. It's true. We say the psukim of the of the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, but we don't say the psukim of the musaf. We just say, and to Rosh Hashanah, you have to do the musafim of Rosh Chodesh as well. But we don't read out the psukim like we do.
I mean for Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Tois is pointing out. Ah, musaf Rosh Chodesh ain't tzarich lahaskel Rosh Hashanah. Al shaday lemeshom mavad oyel sechodesh min chosam. Is that the reason why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different? No, we only talk about Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is the same thing. It's just we don't have a machzor for Yom Kippur for Yovel year. Mitzvah shortly will be Mehei Yibana Beis. Maybe we're going to have special machzor. Our school is going to come with an English and with an interlinear with an ganze Yishev. Yes, Mandy.
Beautiful shots of Gibarim in the back. This is Shaul's Kasha.
Yes.
Why don't say Rosh Chodesh
Pesukim? Oh, Adrabba.
In Rosh Hashanah.
Ki hei lo zraaz ha'im b'mi adosh. Not b'mi adosh. She'im yeimar oisai the Beis. Yemru Shnei Cheni Iker. People say that Cheni of Roshan is Iker. My Shavuot Chodesh, Kol Shana, but are to the Mimne Ma'ados B'Sheni. But count mistakenly Yom Tov B'Sheni.
Beautiful. Shkoyach. Anyway, let's finish off. Anyway, so what did Nochmal? The Gemara said, how do we get into this whole discussion? Because the Gemara said that I'm afraid that I'm Gamliel. We said Rav Gamliel and Rav Meir both agree when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then you can listen to Shliach Tzibur. Throughout the whole year, you should daven on your own. The Gemara said, Maishno, what's the difference between one and the other? Because there's so many psukim, and therefore you're going to get lost from Mechran al Marav, just say Rosh Hashanah, Shavein Etzarech. So to El Mishim, the Avshi, and the Vilna Gaon takes out the word Brachas, Mashmah Rashi also takes out the word Brachas. So what's the Gemara telling Mishim, the Avshi? Avshi means that there's a very large amount. So what's the very large amount, says Rashi? You have 9 brachas instead of 7. Varuchos, and they're long, long brachas. Umit matois, and they can go and cause a person to make mistakes. They are called bekiyim. So in other words, the focus is not on the psukim. The focus is on the fact that it's such a long, long shmonasa with so much to say. Even if you could shorten the psukim, say terasa kosav lema, but you still got so much more, and it's easy for a person to forget and to be toyer. That's why. On Rosh Hashanah, you can be yoitza from listening to the Shliach Tzibur, but throughout the year, everybody davens all the time. You know the Nusach, you shouldn't be yoitza with the Shliach Tzibur, you should go and daven on your
own. Not you can be yoitza. Kuntarang Malil, the Iker is the Shliach Tzibur.
Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah, that's so, the
Iker. Okay, fine.
By the way, people were medactic people. My father would always make sure, even if you walk out for a peer, that you're there by the Broch at the end.
Okay.
And say Amen.
Zayigit, Zayigit.
People would get up also. Right now,
Rabbi Say, there's a fascinating Ritz Geus. Ritz Geus was a Rishon who lived at the beginning of the Rishonim, after the Gaonic period, which is quoted by the Rosh. I'll just read it out. It's very simple. This was a minig during the times of the Goinim, of Shrira Goin, of High Goin, etc. Shenogu b'shtei yeshivas, and zwei grois yeshivas, probably ich weiß, Surim Pupadisach, Weiss Nedor, Ubekulu Bavel, Shemispalim Hatzibur, Rak Sheva Brochus, this is Rosh Hashanah. The whole Tzibur Balachash only davened the regular seven brochas like a regular Yontif. Right. The Shat Yoyrid Va'oimer Teisha. The Shliach Tzibur is the only one that had Agroisa Siddha, Agroisa Machsa. He said they got Megillah from beginning to end, Metal Psukim, Metal Tfilis. Everybody else only did seven. The Havi Chuvois Harbe L'Rishoinim, L'Rav Amram, L'Rav Netroigoin, She'omru, Me Oilim Lo Yispalu Tzibur Rosh Hashanah, Ela Sheva. He brought from Rab Amram Goin, from Rab Detroit Goin, that they never daven nine, only seven. Rab Shrira Goin, Benoi Kach Omroi, the Hisker Oid Goinim Achirim, the Kulam Kach Omru Vachene, either they all said Peh Echad, everybody only said seven brachas, they didn't say nine brachas, only the Shliach Tzibur. Avahu Kosa, but the Ritz Geis himself says, V'onu kibalnu mechachom gidoilem ubali hayroa v'anshi maise, shekiblu hei mechachom shelefneyem, kigoyen Reb Shmuel Halevi, shekiblu men Rav Chanoich, uzkenin shebedar, haloch ala maise, she'em espalm zayin, el lates, v'chein moirin v'oysin, as a mushman machin, you have to go and have nine and not seven. The cost of Rambanzal, the Emish, the Tanoisiv, Shalharav, Gdoy the same, but some Aritzke is looked as gerecht, lechor you have to go and say 9 out of 7. Al Kimish, I go oinem, may idem, voimim, shemi oilem, le nasa came be yeshiva, she yechidem always said 7, ushlich tiba yor, voimetashe, vachach men hogam me oilem, al korchach yesh lonu, kise shalavashi, hen yoishvin, ubekneshe shaloi hoi mispalim, and therefore the Ramban tries to end for this minute. And there's a long shtickle rush, if we went through the whole thing, we wouldn't have time for the tzim and for the breakfast, for the Siddur mitzvah. But anyway, this is a zirin to Santa Zach. For all the historians, I'm sure they're probably, a historian writes a ganz thesis about this, that the meaning of the times of Goyim in many places was that Balacha Shem Gedam Zim Brochus, like a regular Shemon Esrei on a regular Shabbos or Yontif, but the Shliach Tzibur, he was the one that poured it out on 9.
That's what I was telling you. According to Rabbi Gamaliel, the Iker is the Shliach Tzibur.
Oh,
so they say the regular.
Exactly, and they listen. Zeg. Okay. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
This is the first.
Is it possibly because not everybody had a Siddur, and today we all have Siddurim, so it should be no.
Clearly, that's the major, major reason that people weren't familiar. They didn't know.
But today we all have Siddurim, so they should have
In fact, what you're saying is going to be the next Shikul Gemara. Gemara is talking, going to tell us about on a daily basis. Baltam Zayn, Gufa Omrab Chanan Al Marab, Kimisha Omrab Sarasa Kosov Lemar, Shuvain Etzar. Sovmina. So people thought that's maybe only be a chiddus. If you're a private individual, you could say ubatirasa kosev leima. Ah, but tzibur loy. However, if you have a shliach tzibur, he has to say all the nine brachas, like the Maritzkeya says. Itmar Om Rabbi Shimon Levi Echad Yochid Echad Tzibur Kimin Shom Ubatirasa Kosev Leima Shimon Itzarach B'Diyeved. Even the Baal Tefillah, if he says those three words, according to Rashi, Yoytze the Musafim, according to Tois Chuli, the Musafim, you have to say, Yoytze Malchus Chredit Shifarois, etc. Okay, now, on a daily basis, Omer Abluza, La'olam Yaster Udom Tefilusav Yachach Hispal, a person should be Mesadar Tefillah. What does it mean he should be Mesadar Tefillah? Nowadays, again, people have Sidurim, so this is not so Nogeh. But in the good old days, people didn't have Sidurim. So you shouldn't just go and jump into davening without any practice, without any rehearsal. Says Reb Loza, you want to daven? First practice the words in advance and prepare yourself before you start davening. Rabba said, Mistavra, Milton Reb Loza, Bebruchas, Rosh Hashanah, Vishalim Kippurim, Vishal Prokim. It's probably referring to those types of tefillahs that we don't say on an ongoing basis. Rashi says, Prokim means, Shal Mayadis, of Yontif. You don't daven every single day, Atav Chatanu, Kemzach Fablanchim. Every one of us says Baruch Hashem three Shemon Esrei every single day, so you don't have to go and prepare yourself in a half an hour in advance, go over the Shemon Esrei. You know the Shemon Esrei, you said it last night, you
and
said it yesterday.
This is once a week.
Exactly.
So wait
right.
A second, so how do you have what you call the
Shoyin Sha'achas of Mitzvah? That doesn't mean that they went and practiced the Ivra. The Sha'achas of Mitzvah, first they went to the Mikvah, Matkez Rotilim, Matkeland Arachayim Akudish, etc. Pray to him, oh, you're telling me Avdechol Hashana Kula Loi? Ayni! But Rav Yehuda Misadet Tzloi Seyamatzli. Rav Yehuda, whenever he davened, he always prepared himself. Even at a regular Shachris or Minchish Manasseh, he also prepared himself. So now the Gemara is going to say something astounding, Rabbi Yisai. This is not Halacha L'maisa, but Shani Rav Yehuda. Keeping the Tlos and Yoyim, Tlos and Yoyim, Mahava Matzli. Rav Yehuda only used to daven once a month. Can you imagine the great Rav Yehuda only once a month? How could that be? Zot Rashi! If you want it, you can do the same heter today. Every 30 days he made a siyum on Shas, and on Yerushalmi, and on Gantz Rambam, and Gantz Shulchan Aruch. If you're learning those 30 days, Gantz Shas, and Yerushalmi, Mitzoyer, Mitzaha, there's not too much time left to eat and to sleep and to daven. So, I'm sorry? Okay, so this is halacha l'maisa. Whoever doesn't want to daven for 30 days, make sure to gan shas over the next 30 days, then you can get a p'tur from davening. But if you're not able to go and focus your intention on learning constantly, then of course you have to go and daven 3 times a day. But anyway, since Rabbi Yehuda only davened once in 30 days, kiprokim dami, then it's like a yontif, and therefore he had to talk and prepare himself. He wasn't used to the ivra. He knew Gans, Bruchas, and Shabbos, and Erevin, and Plachim, and Shla'ari, knew them by heart. But the Dabri, he didn't know by heart, so he had to prepare himself. Okay. When Ram Gamliel says that you could be yoitze with a shliach tzibur, not only the guys who are sitting in shul, but even people that are outside in the field. Now, why are people outside in the field? So, Poshipshat, Ram Gamliel, as you remember, says not only Rishon Yom Kippur, every day of the week, that people worked, and the people Shibasodes lived far away from shul, and they had tremendous amounts of work, they couldn't come to davening, unfortunately. Presumably, they did whatever they could be achidas. But if they didn't daven, they had the benefit of shliach tzibur, and shul is moitzi ragamtze tzibur. Says the Chazon Ish, the svara in name is, we understood until now, you listen carefully to the shliach tzibur, and you say amen, so he's moitzi you, you're yoitze. He says, according to this Gemara, what Rav Acha bar Avir is telling us is that Minat Torah, there is no din of davening 3 times a day. All of this is kineged. Kabbonis kineged. Always tiknum, but it doesn't say that Torah you have to go and daven shachar min chamar. You have to go on vada. You have to learn krishma. That's zichat diraisa, and you have to go and say some bakoshes of vada. You have a din of avadatim. You have to go and be avodis shabalev. But you don't have to say that long. In fact, even the Mogen Avraham says that women do not have to daven the ganza 3 davenings. As long as they say a few psukim and a few brachas, they're already yoitzu with that. Of course, good go into the tire of Abba, they say much more. But anyway, but the point is, Minatoyer, you don't have to say langa for this. Says Chazon Ish that this Mandiyamar holds that the takana of the Rabbanon was, just like there's a takana that we should go in lane 2-3 times a week, Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos, there's also takana there should be a tefillah b'tzibur, where you have a shliach tzibur and you have a minyan. But there is no chiv on every single individual to be there b'shas tzibur. It's a tzibur. In fact, the Soloveitchiks, the briskers, based on the Rambam, they hold its initials of Ichtis Hakim. I shouldn't say this for Rabbam because I want everybody to come davening. But Lamaisa, they hold the ikr is that there's a shliach tzibur. With that shliach tzibur in shul, and he has a minion, he's already moitzi the ganze oilem the amshe besodes.
You have a halacha also that when, if you can't make it to a minion, you should at least try to daven at the same time to be mechaven.
Absolutely. There's another major benefit because it says that a person is not mechaven in his tefillah if he's daven biyachid. It's not worth a whole lot. I'm not saying he shouldn't daven. He should daven.
Yeah, but he's not mechav. The shliach tzibur is moitzi everybody. In other words, he's davening for everybody.
Good. But if you daven with a tzibur, you have 10 people. Even if you're not mechavin, it's still also the tzibur score. Anyway, you have to finish.
Just one more second. The pshat is that's what the Gamaliel holds.
Right.
But we hold like the chachamim, the rest, the chachamim that everybody has to daven.
Excellent.
What's up there?
It's a good
old
for everybody.
Right.
The yeah. Kahanim bought the comment.
So you're saying that that's a very good takana. It makes sense. Rav David is saying that there's a parallel. Just like the Kahanim brought the kabunas on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the Shliach Tzibur is bringing the tefillah on behalf of the Tzibur. Very good. Says the Gemara, Poiter Mangliel Afilu Am Shebesodis. And that means even not only the guys that are in shul, or like the Gemara is going to say in another moment, the Am Shebeir, people that are in the city and could come to shul, not only they, those guys, but even the guys out in the fields, they're also yoitze. Frey Timora, Adraba, Hani Anisi, Hani Leanisi, Lechoira, Ram Gamliel's Vart are being moitzi, the Am Shebesodes should only be the Am Shebesodes. Because the people out in the fields, they couldn't come to shul because of the distance, because of the malacha. They couldn't. But anybody else should come to davenin in the air and in the shul, and they should be mechavin and they should daven. So what is it? I feel the Am Shebesodes. Only the Am Shebesodes should be moitzi and not the other guys. The Tony Abba Bereid Rabbi Yom Barchia, Am Shechodi Kahanim Einem Bechlal Brocha. So Rashi is masver. What happens if you have a yid that cannot come to shul, and you have the koyin who is dichenin? Even the guys that are not in shul, the koyin's dichenin is moitzi them. However, the people that are inside the shul, they should be, make sure to stand in front of the kanim and not in back of the kanim. Those people that daven on the mizrach vant, and then afterwards when it comes to time for dichanan, they should make sure to move from the mizrach vant and come in front of the kohen and not be in back of the kohen. I don't understand. Madach, the guy who's outside shul and doesn't even hear the Yivarechecha, he doesn't even sing along and he doesn't say the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he gets the benefit of the dichanan. And the guy who's in shul, he just happens to be in the back, he shouldn't get the benefit. If you're not in shul because you couldn't make it, so then the shlich tzibur is moitzi you. But if you're in shul, make sure that you're in front of the coin and not in the back of the coin. Then if you're in the back, you're not yoitze. That's, yes, Rabbi Cohen.
It says, Om Shachubi,
right.
You have bimis in the middle,
right.
And the shlich tzibur is a coin,
right.
And he's duchenin.
Right.
Okay. So he has people who are standing behind him, okay.
Right.
Or he makes a bracha,
right.
So, how do you go say, you know, that
Rabbi Cohen, you duch and you have the talus over your head, right?
Yeah.
So you don't see. But what happens is that all the people that are in front of the chazan, they all move to the back so that they should be
part of the Kohen. There's a Kohen standing over here in the Shlich Tzibur.
Yeah.
There's a Kohen.
Right.
But the people standing behind him.
They're not Yotze. No, they should go in front of him. They should not. Absolutely. Everybody does that.
He's all the way at the wall.
Exactly. But he's at the wall. Also, Rabban Amr Rabbi Anke Bar Idi Amr Rabbi Shimon Chasida Loi Pater Ram Gamliel El Amshe Besodis. Only the people that could not make it to shul. My Tamishem Danisim Amlocha. Al Beir. If you happen to be in the city or you happen to be in shul, Loi Ram Gamliel was not moitzi them. Only the guys out in the fields and not the locals. Hanlach Yom Tzvi Zlikol Mesech Tzvi Shana. Hanlach Yom Tzvi Zlikol Mesech Tzvi Shana. Hanlach Yom Tzvi Zlikol Mesech Tzvi Shana. Hanlach Mesech Tzvi Shana. Adrach Halon. Daitel Mesech Tzvi Shana. Daitel Halon.